So I am a recovering drug addict of 13 years, relapsing 3 years ago. And the reason that I'm here today is because I want to kind of change the stigma towards addiction. So not for the addict, but for the family members, the loved ones. So for me, for instance, my family had no idea. I didn't understand addiction. And to be honest, they just showered me with love. And it wasn't what I needed. I needed almost kind of maybe almost to be cruel to be kind, if that makes sense. There's just not enough help out there for the person who isn't the addict. So my idea is, which I've started already, is I've set up a Facebook page which is called Addiction with Zoe, and already in the space of a week I've got 250 members. So obviously that's from the community, and then from the 28th of November I am will be the first group. It'd be like a private group where they come in, they sign a form, say it's private and confidential, and we just kind of talk about, you know, I'll kind of do a chair and say who I am, who I was, what I want to do with this group. And then hopefully as the weeks go on, the group will get bigger, and people will start talking. And I'm hoping to kind of change their mindset. So my habit was £400 a day. I had a sunbed shop, which would have been, oh God, now, 13 years ago, and it was my parents. I spent all the money from that, and then obviously I had a job. But in a result of that, I nearly died a couple of times. I cut my hand off. The drug psychosis side of it, like the mental health, is just, it's horrific. I used to say, I did it because I liked it, but you don't know, do you like it until you do it? And I think for me, there were things when I was younger that had gone on, which also I don't really want to speak about, but things that had happened personally, and I think it may possibly have stemmed from there. And I thought it was going to give me a bit of a confidence boost, and it didn't. It just suppressed it. You know, I was like a walking freak, couldn't speak on it, but just did it every single day because my brain obviously was telling me that I wanted to have it. My body physically didn't need it, but mentally I was wanting to do it. But I just think for me, with my journey, is that it can take that horrible turn. You know, I was taken into Tolworth Hospital, which is just up the road from here, at the age of 21, and told if I didn't admit myself, I'd have been sectioned. That would have been on my register for the rest of my life, you know, because that is what happens. People think that it's okay to do it on a weekend and put it back down and pick it back up. But, you know, at some point, I'm not saying it would, but it could just get hold of you like it did me, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It's horrible. And that's what I mean when I say there is help for the addict, because obviously you've got the mental health side of it where they can help you with that. You know, you've got rehab where they can help you with that. 13 years on for me, at 36, I'm still being drug tested twice a week by my own mother, and that is to keep me clean, because I have to do that. You know, my relationship, I've got two children, my relationship kind of broken down because of addiction, again not bringing him into it, but people think it's okay for two addicts to be together, and it isn't. You know, I'm not saying that you can't be together and not use, but the mental impact it would have on you, I've been there, it's awful. So yeah, like I say, with my mum and stuff, my relationship hasn't been the greatest, because it's really affected them. You know, they don't understand it, and I think she was almost not embarrassed, but now she's openly saying, my daughter is an addict and she is what she is, and I'm proud of her. And I think that's the problem. You know, people are frightened to say. You know, I was speaking to a lady, I've got hairdressers, and I was speaking to a lady the other day, and she said, there was a lady at my work, and she was saying how she's been wanting to speak to me for weeks to tell me that her son's on heroin. You know, how sad is that, to think that you can't speak out? It's the way of the world, unfortunately. And my thing is, as horrible as it sounds, I don't care who sells it or who does it, but for me, I just want to give support to those family members that don't have a choice.